As the seasons get going, Baltimore Music Hall will be starting theirs on Sunday, October the 22nd at 6:30 p.m. It's such a pleasure to welcome back their executive director, Thea Talman-Moore. Thanks so much for coming in. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you too.
So I see you're calling this program The Storyteller and the Muse. So tell me about the Muse. This is a local composer, I understand.
Absolutely. So the inspiration for this concert really came from a woman named Priscilla Huffman, who reached out to me about the music of her late husband, Spencer, who was a prolific Baltimore composer. He trained at Peabody and later joined their faculty. He was a student of Copland's and Boulanger, and he wrote an incredible amount of music between the 1940s and 2005 when he passed away, including over 60 songs. So when Priscilla found out about our group and our mission to preserve the art of the song recital, she asked if we would consider programming some of them.
So describe his music to me.
So it's wonderfully charming. He really has an incredible way with text setting and capturing the emotion of a poem. And he felt that the job of the composer was not to start from scratch with a new musical language, but to create beauty with this already established language that he felt was perfected by 19th century German composers like Brahms. So you hear a lot of the influence of Brahms. And I wanted to explore in this program just the idea of inspiration. And so I've coupled his songs with other composers who inspired him and who inspired one another. Like Brahms was inspired by Schumann. Schumann was inspired by Mendelssohn. We also have Finzi, who was inspired by Vaughan Williams. And so that is how we came up with A Storyteller and the Muse.
So, of course, you will be doing some of these collections. Let's look at the first one with Brahms, Huffman, and Berg. That's a really interesting combination.
It is, and they're all based around the idea of the nightingale, who, of course, provided inspiration for poetry from the early days in ancient Greece. So it's a beautiful set, and Berg, we've captured him at the moment where he's transitioning. It's actually early, before he has gone into his more atonal inspired music from his work with Schoenberg. So I think that Huffman would probably still approve of the tonality there.
And looking at the second sequence that you're doing with Huffman and Mendelssohn, what is the combination there?
We have witches. So we have a hunchback old fiddler, which tells the story of a hunchback who's transformed after he's played a beautiful melody for a witch. And then we have Mendelssohn's just fantastic romp, Hexenlied, while the witches are flying off to their party. So we're giving our pianist, Andrew Stewart, a workout on that piece. But we thought it was very appropriate as Halloween is approaching.
So who are the singers that you're sharing the program with this time?
We have soprano Claire Galloway-Weber, baritone Rob McGinnis, and bass baritone Gerard Lee.
This is such a wonderful program. It's called The Storyteller and the Muse, Composers Influencing Composers. It's being presented by Baltimore Music Hall on Sunday, October the 22nd at 6:30 p.m. in the venue that was formerly known as First Christian Church on Roland Avenue, now known as the Corner Community Center. More information is on Baltimore Music Hall. .org. And it's always such a pleasure to speak to the executive director and soprano, Thea Talman-Moore. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.